the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. It's March in Miami. That means college students are here on spring break.
A few years back, spring break on South Beach sounded like this.
Go, Lacey! Woo!
Go, 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 go!
Oh my
gosh.
Oh my gosh.
This year, spring break sounded a bit different, at least for a bunch of law students from around the country. They came here to help Haitian immigrants stay in the U.S. through Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. To qualify for TPS, an applicant must prove he or she was living in the U.S. on or before January 12th.
The day of the earthquake. The application process can be complicated. So law professors Becky Sharpless from the University of Miami and Troy Elder from Florida International University are heading up this program. They call it Alternative Spring Break.
Welcome, spring breakers. It's tremendous.
It's 8:30 on a Monday morning. 17 law students from around the country drink coffee in a windowless conference room with fluorescent lighting. They're getting a crash course in immigration law.
Thanks for coming so far. We've been kind of living this now for over 2 months, I guess. It's hard to believe. But it's great to have sort of an injection of new energy.
I became a public interest lawyer during the early 90s. I came down to Miami to help Haitians seek asylum after the coup d'etat. And we really hope that your experience this week may potentially have the same transformative effect in your careers.
This is the first time I've come and done like an alternative spring break. I think the last time I came down to Miami, I was here for a Justin Timberlake concert, which is awesome.
Chinam Gupta is a third-year law student at the University of Georgia. She says the earthquake in Haiti made her want to come to Miami for a different reason.
My parents are immigrants from India, and so I just wanted to come out and help and use the skill that I've developed in law school.
The waiting room is full upstairs, so we are ready to start.
Okay. Are you a Haitian citizen?
Born in Haiti, yeah.
Happened last year when she came.
Just to fill the application for me.
Application for residence?
Her visa currently is an F1 visa, so it's a standard international student visa, but it'll be expiring.
What it does mean is that on the I-821 or the I-765 form...
Uh-huh. Chinam Gupta, the law student from Georgia, gets her first client of the day.
Okay, so do you know that there's a charge for when you apply for the temporary protected status? Will you be seeking a fee waiver, or would you be able to pay it? $470? Okay. Yes, you have to make the money order payable to the Department of Homeland Security.
Right. Yeah. That's all the paper I had to go through to legalize my status.
He digs through a bulging plastic folder.
Bank statements, insurance, bills, everything. Everything you can give them to prove that you was here before the 12th.
He came here several years ago seeking asylum, but his asylum request was denied. He was fighting deportation when the earthquake hit.
It's not good to live illegal in a country like that because there's so much opportunity you're going to miss. You're not going to be able to take care of your family and stuff. And now I'm trying to do the right thing.
Well, I've really enjoyed working with you. And good luck with everything. And I hope it all works out for you.
Me too. Okay.
I spoke to Chinam a week after she got back to school. She's done volunteer work before, in New Orleans, in India. Usually, she says, she gets right back into the groove of her regular life. Not this time.
Something about this trip really affected me. Working with the Haitian community and filling out legal documents for them. And, I mean, basically, these people were kind of relying on us to decide whether they would stay in the United States or not, or could. And I want to continue working and just bringing attention to the situation.
You can see photos of Chinam and the other law students paired with pictures from the crazier side of spring break on our website.
There's also an audio postcard of spring break on South Beach. All that at WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. We're the producers of Under the Sun, and we're working on an hour-long episode looking at the impact of the earthquake in Haiti on life here in South Florida.
You can follow our coverage at WLRNunderthesun.org.
Also on Facebook and Twitter, look for WLRN Under the Sun.